So Awesome Tech is a vocational training kind of organization. And I was curious, does the block-based coding, in addition to giving students skills that they can translate into getting jobs and a lot of other opportunities, does it provide some sort of therapy for, some social or maybe behavioral issues that they may be struggling with, as well as learning difficulties as well?
Absolutely. So, occupational therapy just like helps teach or improve everyday skills for individuals with autism. And thanks to your thesis, like I know I work with occupational therapists every day for, decades. And I just never recognized the work that I was doing as a form of occupational therapy. Thanks to you, I hope that you share your the thesis that you wrote at Wagner,
I did.
because it was amazing, and it was literally the first time that I actually conceptualized what I do and the service that I provide in that way. But absolutely, it helps with social and behavioral learning. We work with interns without disabilities and some with disabilities at the college level. And so you are modeling behaviors that the students are learning just by interacting and play. The block-based coding and presentation skills, fine motor skills, development. It helps in so many different aspects. And so I know that I thanked you in the past for calling my attention to that, but I want to make sure I thank you publicly for that, because it was something that I just had not even contemplated, but it absolutely does.
We've talked about the skills the students get through going through Awesome Tech, and we briefly you mentioned that there's a student of yours who has who's working now. He's an employee at you said CUNY.
Yes,
Could
yes.
you tell us more about this student?
So, my student, I met Jonathan as a 13-year-old, very shy. He had like one good friend in the whole school, and he kind of like kept to himself. But then, when we was able to introduce the computer science CS for All software engineering program, his skills were just amazing. And so at the age of 15, I ask all of my students all the time, like, what do you want to be when you grow up? Because it helps us with planning and with vocational training opportunities that we present for them or that we create for them. And he says, I want to be a STEM teacher when I grow up. And, so fast forward, he's 25 now. And he's been running Awesome Tech with me for the last about 3 years. And an opportunity came up. Awesome Tech is partnered with CUNY. We actually have a residency at one campus, the St. George campus, but we partnered with the Creative Exchange Program at the main campus, and they were looking for a paraprofessional. And they was like, we'd love to hire Jonathan. He interviewed, he went through the interview process, he got the job, he's doing an amazing job there. And so it just, so I get super emotional when I think about that, because not only did he have a goal as a teenager, but he was able to graduate and fulfill his goal to reach that dream. And then it wasn't just like, oh, he reached it because I hired him. He reached it, and then somebody else saw like how amazing he is at his job, and they hired him. So, you can't ask for more than that.
I mean, it's
The
a
only
true
thing I can
testament.
ask is like, who's next?
And I know the other students in the class. There's so many brilliant students and that you work with. So I wouldn't be surprised if the entire cohort got a job at these amazing jobs.
Definitely.
And in addition to your students getting amazing jobs after going through the program, they also get to do trips as well. And I'm aware that there's a planned trip to MIT later this month.
Yes.
Would you also, do
Yes.
you mind sharing about that trip?
Oh, I'd love to tell you all about it. So first off, I met an amazing young woman, Dr. Randy Williams at MIT, and she builds robots and she creates a software to teach artificial intelligence and robotics and social emotional learning through robotics to students. So I met her by teaching her course online to middle school students for, I forgot how long the course was, a few weeks or maybe a month. And then one day I got an email that invited me to watch the defense of her dissertation. And so I have a daughter who is, she was 20 at the time, packed her up in the car. We went to MIT, and it was just such an amazing event to watch her get her dissertation. And I will be expecting an invitation to yours. But because of that, well, I shouldn't say because of that, but like just as a follow-up to that, she was like, I would love to meet your awesome tech students. How about you guys come on up? Because she knew that we taught Scratch, which was also created at MIT. And she offered us a tour of the robotics lab. And how could I say no? I mean, that's like a dream. When I bought this opportunity to my students, they were just like, what? We get to visit a robotics lab at another college? I mean, just an amazing response. So I have about, I think there's about eight families that's coming up, you know, it's coming with us. We did a fundraiser on GoFundMe because you know, one of the difficulties that students with autism have is traveling. And so we got a generous sponsorship from Enterprise Rent-A-Car, and we raised we didn't quite reach our goal yet. We're still working on it, but I wanted just to just provide an all expense paid trip to MIT. We're going to stay overnight. We're going to tour the robotics lab led by Dr. Randy, and we're going to get to visit the MIT Museum, have a little lunch, you know, just like make a really nice weekend out of it. So that's coming up at the end of this month, and at the end of Autism Awareness Month, which I think is just so we're really excited.
We're in April. April is Autism Awareness Month. And I'm wondering, is there a thing that you think most people do not know about individuals on the autism spectrum that you believe should be celebrated?
Yeah, let's see. Can I narrow it down to one?
It's
So
too
I would
many.
say like one thing that really gets overlooked is the incredible creativity and the unique perspectives that many people living with autism bring to the world. Their way of thinking can lead to amazing innovations, amazing artworks, and insights that enrich the lives of everyone around them in so many ways. So I think that like celebrating and embracing this creativity and the diverse talents within the autism community can just like foster a greater understanding and appreciation for their contributions to society. It n not just fostering, but like, you know, th they can contribute and they should contribute, and we have to make sure that they are contributing because, you know, some of the students that I've met just have like mind-blowing talents and abilities and recall and just so many amazing strengths that are not recognized as widely as it should be. And so maybe the second thing that I would say is to like when you are working with people with autism, to just like seek out their opinions when making plans or decisions about their lives. So there's a saying that that I've heard, nothing about us without us. And that's the motto that people should have in mind when you're working with students with autism. That would be the message that I want to spread for Autism Awareness Month.
Right. Well, it's certainly an amazing thing that, at Awesome Tech, you've created a space where the creativity and the diverse set of skills that students with on the autism spectrum can, get to nurture those skills and flourish and contribute as well.
Yeah.
So thank you for that, Miss Deline. And thank you for, chatting with us today. It's been an amazing interview. It's great to hear that the organization is thriving. I
Yes.
hope the students enjoy the trip to MIT.
Thank
And
you.
thank you so much for such a great interview.
Thank you. This has been my pleasure. Let